Well, there's huge news and very positive news in the world of battery technology for off-grid power storage and much more. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Adams here, and as you know, I've been following the sodium ion battery chemistry development for quite some time, a couple of years now. And I've said that I would buy an EV once sodium ion batteries become widely available in those EVs. And also, I've talked to you about how I'm building a pilot program of a off-grid solar battery storage system. But in order to do that, I've been doing a lot of research about the battery technology, and you've probably heard me say I'm not very happy with what's available so far. Lithium ion or lithium iron phosphate is the typical chemistry. Well, something new just got announced. It was announced May 17th, so just a few days ago. And of course, it's a company out of China that's backed by Volkswagen. The company is called Gotion High Tech. Gotion is spelled, it's just like the word motion, but a G instead of an M. Okay, so Gotion like motion. Anyway, they've just announced a new breakthrough sodium ion battery production line, like scaled production lines, that are extraordinary. They've got three different batteries they'll be producing in the fourth quarter of this year, 2026, and that they can produce gigawatts of these batteries per year beginning later this year. Now, this company, Gotion, is headquartered in a Chinese city called Hefei, which it's to the west of Beijing, but it's close enough to be in the supply chain of all the electronic components and so on. But Hefei is, they have been working on this for a number of years. They announced some earlier things. I remember seeing some news about them a couple of years ago, but they never really made the headlines of CATL or BYD. So now this is leapfrogging CATL technology and BYD. Even though CATL or CATL and BYD themselves are highly advanced, they have amazing engineers, they have amazing production lines. BYD has this logistics pipeline infrastructure that is just unrivaled on the planet. It's unbelievable what BYD has put together, and they also make cars with their own battery tech. So the fact that Gotion is able to now leapfrog, according to this announcement, to leapfrog the battery tech by using sodium ion, this is such a big deal that this announcement alone is going to end internal combustion engines for a very broad portion of the market of consumer vehicles, passenger vehicles and trucks, and also commercial transportation vehicles in the years ahead. That's how big of a deal this is. And also, suddenly it's going to make home energy storage incredibly affordable. So let me explain. Right now, you have a couple of problems. Let's talk about the home energy market, because that's what I'm very interested in and trying to share with you so we can live off-grid. Because I don't trust the power grid. Do you? When they're installing all these data centers that are going to take the power, you think they're going to give preference to you or the data center? They're giving the preference to the data centers, of course. So I don't trust the power grid, and I've been wanting to go completely off-grid for many years, but I've always said the battery technology just isn't mature. And that's because, number one, they didn't have the energy density that would make them very compelling. You know, the batteries were so heavy. These typical rack mount 48 volt batteries are 100 plus pounds each, which is not great, kind of difficult to lug around. And you need to buy a lot of them because each one only has about 5 kilowatt hours of energy stored in it. So you need to fill half your garage with like 16 of these batteries. What would that give you? 880. only 80 kilowatt hours, which is not that much, actually, depending on how much power you're using at home. But that's not great. And the other problem with these existing lithium iron phosphate batteries is that they're highly flammable, and they also have a very narrow operating range in terms of temperature tolerance. Most of them, they get very inefficient, and they even start damaging the battery itself if you try to charge or discharge the batteries above anything like 120 degrees Fahrenheit, which that's not uncommon in a shed or a barn or a garage, actually. It's not unusual to hit 120 degrees in, you know, in the heat of summer. But these batteries, the typical batteries, just don't really work well, or you cause a lot of damage. And then thirdly, they don't cycle very many times before they lose their energy storage capacity. So a lot of typical lithium-ion batteries would support maybe 2,000 cycles, and then the more recent ones can support 3,000 cycles. Some companies have been bragging about, oh, well, our batteries will do 4,000 or even 5,000 cycles. Well, sodium-ion is a completely different chemistry that not only it doesn't use lithium, obviously, sodium-ion. And so sodium is widely available. You don't have to mine it out of difficult places. There's a lot of sodium all over the world, including in North America, by the way. And the number of cycles that is supported by the home storage battery that's just been announced by Gotion is, it's not 5,000 cycles, it's 20,000 cycles. Or in other words, about 60 years of daily use or something in that range. At this point, 20,000 cycles, you can just say, that's a lifetime battery. You're going to buy it once, and that's it. That's the breakthrough, or part of the breakthrough, that we're talking about here. So here's what's wild. For those of you in hotter climates, and we'll talk about cold in a minute, but for the hotter climates, the sodium-ion batteries now easily withstand 140 degrees Fahrenheit, which is, you know, more, that's hotter than most people will ever run into. But they've even been tested with thermal abuse tests here of these new Gotion batteries. They were tested at 400 degrees Celsius. Like, they baked them in an oven to see if they would ignite, and they still did not ignite. Now, I'm not saying you can charge them at 400 degrees Celsius, and you don't want to discharge them. That was just a bake test just to see if they would ignite. Well, lithium-ion batteries, they would have combusted long before you hit 400 degrees Celsius. I mean, they barely hold together at 100 degrees Celsius. So this innovation of sodium-ion is remarkably safe, and it handles high temperature during charging and discharging, and it also handles extremely cold temperatures. Here's what's amazing. Minus 50 Celsius, you still get 80% of the battery capacity. And it says here at minus 40% Celsius, you get 88% capacity. I mean, minus 40, well, all of you listening in Canada, you're going to be thrilled, or Alaska, or wherever, because, you know, cold is the enemy of modern batteries. But man, the sodium ion batteries, they work at minus 50. If you're living somewhere and it's minus 50, how are you even alive? That is freaking cold. So, in other words, these batteries are going to work anywhere that humans live. Anywhere that humans can live in terms of temperature ranges. So that's huge. Then on top of that, they announced that one of the versions of their new battery, remember they've got three different versions. One version is called a high energy density version, and it has achieved an energy density of 261 watt hours per kilogram. I mean, that's off the charts insane. That's more than lithium ion. I mean, it's just huge. See, typical lithium ion might have, I don't know, maybe 175 watt hours per kilogram, or maybe on the drawing board, maybe they've achieved 200. And the typical lithium ion batteries that are in an EV today are under 200 watt hours per kilogram. Well, according to Gotion, this new battery tech, which is based on just some amazing new technology, by the way, it's anode-less, right? So it does not have an anode at all. Maybe we'll talk about the chemistry later. But this one has 261 watt hours per kilogram. So that means that you can have long-range EVs with the same size battery pack as is currently being used. You could add 60% or 50% more range to a lot of EVs. Instead of having a, you know, 300-mile range, you could have a 450-mile range in an EV. That's huge. All of a sudden, that makes EVs much more practical for people. All of a sudden, that ends the argument of the advantages of internal combustion engines for a lot of people. And on top of this, the charging speed of these batteries, although these specs weren't published, but assessing the new technology in batteries and their charging speeds, the charging rates are much higher now. These batteries can tolerate very high charging rates like 6C or sometimes even higher than that without degrading, without suffering a lot of damage. Now, I'm waiting to see what the actual charge rate tolerance is for these batteries from Gotion, but I'm sure it's going to be quite impressive. But this number of 261 watt-hours per kilogram means that these batteries will be not only ideal for powering EVs, they'll replace trucking. You know, they'll replace the diesel engines in long-haul trucks, because you'll just put these batteries in the trailer, and then that'll power the truck, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of miles, even with heavy loads. That's what's coming. So, folks, if you have investments in, I don't know, the oil industry, you might be doing great right now, but this, you should think about the fact that this announcement is going to render the future of diesel and oil will be a lot less valuable starting in 2027 as this battery tech comes online. I mean, this is really going to replace a lot of combustion engines, and the tech is going to keep getting better from here. But in addition to powering long-haul trucks, this high-density battery platform can also power robots and drones. So you could have a home robot in a few years where the battery lasts more than 1 hour. You know, because a lot of the robots being sold today, I think Unitree sells robots and that just dance around or whatever, and they last 1 hour. I mean, no thanks. You know, I'm not going to spend $10,000 on a robot that just dances around and then is dead in an hour. I have to recharge it. What's the point of that? I want a robot that can pull weeds for 8 hours or more. Well, that's going to require this new battery technology. I also want a robot with a battery that doesn't ignite on a hot day when I'm working the robot. And I'm like, hey, robot, pull some more weeds. You know, come on, weed pulling bot. And, it, you know, I'm making it go faster. I'm making it haul dirt in a wheelbarrow, whatever. And the battery's getting used, and the heat goes up, and then the sun is hitting in and cooking it, and then the ambient temperature is 108 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Well, I don't want this robot's battery to just spontaneously combust, which is what lithium would do under a lot of conditions. So this sodium ion technology eliminates that entire problem. And for the robot makers also, this is great, because if they sell you a robot that you park in your home, let's say, or your garage or your barn or whatever, you know, the recharging station is in the tool shed, let's say. You don't want the robot to go in there to recharge and then it burns down your tool shed. Not good. You know, giant flaming robot burned down my tool shed. You want a robot that's flame resistant, right? Fire resistant. That's what sodium ion is going to deliver for these robots. Now then, that's the high energy density version of these batteries that they have. That's going to be the more expensive version. Then they have the sort of the cold weather version that I mentioned, goes down to minus 50 C. That's engineered to work in the winter for commercial vehicles and outdoor equipment in very cold regions. So you can imagine outdoor trucks and snow plows, snow blowers, you know, outdoor, I don't know, what do you call snowmobiles, you know, any kind of outdoor, even tracked equipment that you use in a snowy environment. These batteries are going to work, and it's going to make those vehicles very inexpensive to operate. And by the way, diesel sucks in cold weather also, because it gels up and you have to preheat everything, and the engine's cold, it doesn't want to start, and then the batteries are dead. I've experienced that in Texas weather, much less, you know, Canada. So you're going to love these batteries if you're in any kind of cold region anywhere around the world. And then the third version is the home power storage version of the battery, and that is the one that has 20,000 cycles of support. Again, it's about 60 years, give or take. Those batteries don't have the super high energy density. They have 180 amp hours per cell, And I don't know the dimensions of the cell, so, or the weight of it. I don't know what the energy density is in watt hours per kilogram, but it's not as high as 261. However, these batteries work down to minus 40 degrees and up to 140, minus 40 Celsius and up to 140 Fahrenheit. Sorry to mix units with you, but, you know, Americans use the Fahrenheit system for some reason, and in China they use the Celsius system like everybody else in the world. So anyway, there you go. Now, these batteries are called nascent batteries, but it's spelled with a G in front of the N. So it's G-N-A-S-C-E-N-T, if you want to look it up. And there are 90 patents. What does that tell you? How much engineering went into this? 90 patents that cover cathode materials, the hard carbon anodes, electrolyte additives, and then the anode-less design that I mentioned earlier. These patents covered the polyanions, sodium manganese iron pyrophosphate chemistry, layered oxides, and so much more. I mean, it becomes a whole chemistry class to understand these batteries. But they're only going to be made in China. Nobody else in the world knows how to make these. Now, Volkswagen owns, I think, 25 to 30% of this company. So for Volkswagen, this is huge. This is going to maybe save Volkswagen, because Volkswagen is going to move everything over to EVs with this technology. Of course they are, especially, you know, being a European country or company. So this is going to make Volkswagens much more competitive in the marketplace, even when they sell them in America, whereas a Volkswagen might have a range of, you know, 450 miles, and then your other EV from Ford or Chrysler or whatever only has a range of 300 or lower. So of course, Volkswagen is going to have a major advantage in the marketplace. Now, here's what's cool, is that the production lines for these batteries I mentioned earlier are already established. They're in two different cities in China. One is called Tangshan, and the other is called Hefei, that I mentioned earlier. So they have these two lines ready to go, and they will start mass producing at the end of this year. What that means is that early next year, these batteries should start becoming available. And they will become available to the U.S. marketplace as well, unless they're banned or something before then. Now, here's the question that's in my mind, and I'll share this with you. Should I buy lithium-ion batteries right now to run a pilot program? Or should I wait for the Gotion batteries, the sodium ion, which is what I really want, for all the reasons I mentioned here? You know, better temperature range, better safety profile, better energy density, more cycles support, etc. Well, what would you do? In my mind, I'm going to buy probably one or two lithium ion batteries, and they're not cheap. They're like $1,300 each or something. So I might buy one or two of those to set up the system, because I have to put in all, you know, the inverter, the charge controllers, and all the DC couplers and everything else. I got to put all that stuff on a giant wall, and I got to attach all the solar panels and just work out the bugs of the whole freaking system, and, you know, plug in the backup generator and grid power and everything else. And I can use a couple of lithium ion batteries right now as a placeholder, just to prove the system is working. And off of those lithium ion batteries, I can, you know, I can charge power tools or whatever, or if I were to ever get like an electric ranch vehicle or something like that, I could charge that, right? So, but for me, the important thing is to set up, have all the equipment in place where I can just sort of, in a modular way, pop in the sodium ion batteries when those become available, and then I can buy at scale. And then I can start buying and building, you know, a couple hundred kilowatt hours of energy storage with a lot of confidence that it's not going to, you know, catch on fire or whatever, and that it's going to last a lifetime. So that's what I'm thinking. Does that make sense? That's what I'm thinking. Also, by the way, the Gotion company says they drove a steel nail through the battery, an 8-millimeter diameter steel nail. That's a pretty good sized nail. 8-millimeter nail, penetration test, and it didn't catch on fire. Wow. So you can basically shoot these things with a nail gun, and they're still well, I don't know if they're still functioning, but they're not on fire. So that's a big deal. Now, here's something else interesting about Goshen High Tech. So this company wanted to set up a $2.4 billion battery plant in a town in Michigan. And that town is called Green Charter Township. That's a weird name for a town. Anyway, it was approved in 2023 under the Biden administration. It was known as Project Elephant, and it was claimed that it would create over 2,300 high-paying jobs, and it was going to manufacture EV batteries in Michigan. But then what happened is, well, it got blocked because the locals rose up against it. There's also a lot of conservatives that were, they accused Goshen of being part of the CCP and run by China and national security concerns, etc. Anyway, in 2024, the town rescinded the agreement with Goshen, and then Goshen sued for breach of contract, right? Because they had a contract to build the plant. Now, let's see. A federal judge issued a preliminary injunction ordering the township to comply with the agreement. And then, let's see. But the township appealed that. I'm reading from the legal case. By October of 2025, the state of Michigan had canceled all the subsidies, and they demanded repayment of $23 million that they had already dispersed, which halted the project. So Goshen does have a $2 billion plant in Manteno, Illinois, that also was protested by local residents to some degree. So here's what's interesting to me about all this. This is not a data center. This is a battery manufacturing facility. So it doesn't use the same density of power as a data center. Probably doesn't produce the same level of noise, but it does have wastewater, right? So if whatever you're manufacturing, there's going to be some industrial wastewater that comes out of it. And so I can imagine the locals having a lot of concerns about, well, what's in this waste? Well, in my mind, if you're manufacturing sodium ion batteries, I would imagine your wastewater is not that crazy compared to lithium ion batteries. I don't know for sure. I'm just guessing. But if you had a bunch of sodium in the wastewater, that's not as crazy toxic as a lot of other metals. Nevertheless, there might be aluminum. Maybe they're doing some aluminum milling. Maybe there are some other catalyst metals or minerals. Maybe there's plastics. Who knows? I mean, there could be a lot of different waste products. So I don't have all the details about this particular project, so I don't know. But there was definitely political backlash and backlash from the American people. But then, Trump got elected. And, well, I mean, he was elected in late 2024, came into power in early 2025. And Trump wants more, as he calls them, plants to be built in America. So Trump wants China to invest in America and build more manufacturing. And, in fact, Trump just met with Chinese President Xi recently. I think that was part of what they talked about, was having, what was it, rumored to be $1 trillion of investment from China in building manufacturing facilities in the United States. Okay, well, whatever you think about that, it will produce jobs. But here's my take on it, is the technology transfer to America is actually the most valuable part of that. Because, you see, in America, we don't know how to make batteries like this. China figured it out. These Chinese engineered at Goshen and CATL and BYD, they are the best in the world by far. That's why Volkswagen invested in Goshen. Volkswagen, even Volkswagen, with the history of German engineering and everything and all the brilliance of the Germans, even they were like, hey, the Chinese figured this stuff out better than we can. We better buy part of this company so that we can get their tech, or get the products that they're producing. See, Volkswagen was really smart to do that. Well, we need that technology transfer to come to America. See, this isn't the 1990s anymore. People would say, well, China is stealing technology from America. Yeah, they probably did. I know that Bill Clinton was handing over a bunch of tech to China, and that definitely bootstrapped China. Yeah, China copied U.S. technology for decades. But folks, those days are over. Now the U.S. is trying to copy China. Everything's been flipped, okay? China has the best technology in the world in almost every area. We would be wise to invite them to set up some kind of manufacturing facilities where it makes sense in America. I don't know about any particular town. I don't know about how much power, water, whatever. But if we ever want to have battery technology in America, we need to learn from the best in the world. That's China. That's Goshen. We should welcome their manufacturing plant if we ever want to be in the battery business. You know, if we want to have, I mean, this is a national security issue. It's to learn how to make batteries in America that aren't, you know, 100-year-old lead acid total crap. And also lead acid batteries are loaded with lead, which is way more toxic than lithium or sodium. You know, think about it. All these lead acid batteries that people are buying and putting in their cars and trucks and construction equipment and farm equipment and everything, that is so toxic. That's why they demand you recycle all your batteries. It's because of the lead. The lead is so toxic. What if you could ditch that lead, replace it with sodium? So even if somebody throws a sodium battery, you know, in the trash can, or chuck it in the dumpster, you know, if it's sodium, who cares? That's not going to pollute the world. That's not going to pollute the waterways or the, you know, or the city dump or whatever. It's just sodium. If it leaks sodium, it's just salty brine. Who cares? We should welcome this technology. We need to know how to make better batteries in America. That's a national security issue. That's a national, you know, supply chain issue. And frankly, China can teach us how to do that. In fact, China's the only country that can teach us how to do that. So that's my take on it. You know, I wish America had the best sodium ion batteries in the world. We tried. There was a company, I think it was out of Minnesota. It was called Natron. I talked about them a couple of years ago. Natron was going to produce sodium ion batteries and in the United States, and they were going to set up this $1 billion-plus facility. I think it was near Atlanta. They were going to set it up. And they, you know, they had chemistry, some very interesting chemistry, by the way, with, what was it, a blue pigment that they had on their anode, I think, that was really interesting. Oh, yeah, that was the painter's pigment. Anyway, they had this unique battery chemistry, and they raised hundreds of millions of dollars, and they got orders. They got hundreds of millions of dollars of orders, as I recall, for their batteries, and then they went bankrupt and said, we can't compete with China. We can't make these batteries economically enough for this business model to even work because China makes everything so much cheaper. Yeah, I mean, that we tried. We tried. And I was rooting for Natron. You know, go America. And then they went bankrupt. Why? Because China has the scale of manufacturing that has that makes economic sense. In other words, you know, when you hit this massive scale, it's called, you know, economies of scale, and then they can produce them for far lower cost per kilowatt hour of storage, and that's what China is very, very good at. So we should, I don't know if Trump is welcoming these Chinese battery companies right now or not, but he probably should welcome them, in my view. We should have a few, you know, I don't know, three or four somewhere around the country so that at least somebody in America knows how to run the machines that make these amazing batteries, because that's kind of useful. Oh, that pigment was called Prussian blue, by the way. It just popped into my head there. Prussian blue, which, yeah, you may have heard that before, because that's also the pigment that can be taken to eliminate radioisotopes of cesium-137 in your body, or yeah, you know, after following a nuclear attack, right, you have all this radiation. Prussian blue eliminates cesium-137 from your body, and it was very useful in the sodium ion batteries. Anyway, that's just an interesting little bit of history there. It's all true. Check it out. And it is also a painter's pigment. It's the blue. It's the sky blue paint pigment that's used by oil painters. Prussian blue. So, by the way, from the point of view of Goshen and companies like that, you can imagine that they are not interested in setting up manufacturing in America because of all the local resistance. You know, they can go to Vietnam and set up factories, no problem. The Vietnamese are happy to have the jobs and have the tech. You know, China can go to, I don't know, where else would they go to? I think Vietnam is a very popular destination for a lot of their manufacturing. But I don't think they're going to want to set up factories in America because they don't know if they invest $1 billion in a factory or a couple of billion, are they going to lose that? Is the Trump administration going to nationalize the Chinese factory and say, it's ours now, bitches, you know, because that's what governments do sometimes. Like Venezuela did that to the U.S. oil industry. Just said, well, the oil's ours now. Goodbye, you know, Chevron or whoever. Could that happen in the U.S.? Of course it could. Because there's a lot of anti-China sentiment right now in the United States. Justified or not, that's just something that does exist. And so I don't think China's going to want to make much of an investment in the United States. We'll see. And I don't see anybody in the U.S. coming up with any kind of competing technology. So that means that consumers like you and I are going to have to just hope that we can buy these batteries from China. Just you know, cross your fingers, hope that we can get them. Hope there's not some crazy 50% tariff or something. Because this is what's going to allow us to live off-grid in an economical way and a safe way with non-combusting batteries, or for the most part, non-combusting. So there you go. That's my take on it. Now, a couple of final notes. I would imagine that the raw batteries for home storage could be available in 2027. But in terms of these batteries going into EVs, I think that's more like a 2028 timeline. And I mean calendar 2028, which means the vehicle year would be more like 2029 model year vehicles available in, let's say, the second half of 2028, because it takes a long time for the vehicle companies to do all the integration and safety testing, and then there's all kinds of compliance. You know, you can imagine the regulatory oversight. Every country's different, also different in the EU versus Canada versus the US. So I wouldn't expect this battery tech to show up in vehicles until late 2028 at the earliest, and probably Volkswagen will have them first. I'm not a fan of Volkswagen vehicles because they fake their emissions tests and they really catered to the woke crowd in the U.S. also. I don't know. I don't buy European-made vehicles. Especially since Europe is collapsing. How am I going to get parts? You know what I mean? So I'm not a fan of anything made in Europe in terms of vehicles. But Volkswagen will likely be the first to get this tech. So if you want to get this, you may want to shop for a Volkswagen in 2028. You know, hey, it was Hitler's favorite car company. So what could go wrong? There you go. Okay, that was many, many decades ago. So I'm not holding that against Volkswagen. At least Volkswagen is proving that they're very smart to invest in Goshen. Actually, this is a brilliant move for Volkswagen. This is going to save the company. Meanwhile, Ford sucks. You know, Ford, which that's a shame. You know, Henry Ford, right? The historic figure, an American who pioneered, you know, assembly line production, mass production, which changed the world forever. And now Ford vehicles suck so badly that they even canceled the F-150 Lightning EV truck because it had no power and no range, and it just absolutely sucked. So I'm not buying European vehicles. I'm not buying Ford either. Absolutely not going to buy a Ford. I wish I could buy some BYD vehicles, you know, like a Chinese EV van or something, you know, to put my dog in and have a lot of space to, you know, lay around and haul some experiments around, as I'm noted for doing. I always have like large boxes hauling servers around and workstations and all kinds of interesting weird buckets full of things, like just got a bucket of sodium carbonate, because I'm going to be showing, demoing how to make your own laundry detergent. So, you know, I always have like big packages. I just need a big vehicle plus room for my dog, and also with a long range with batteries that don't combust. So too bad we don't have that in America, do we? We don't have anything like that in America. But in China, they do. We're just not allowed to buy it. So there you go. All right. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com, and you can also follow my articles at naturalnews.com, and I'll have infographics there on all of this. I will be covering battery technology and battery chemistry, off-grid living, and so much more, so be sure to follow me also on social media. I'm at brighteon.social, username healthranger, or I'm on X, also healthranger, or you can follow me on Telegram at realhealthranger. That's the only one that's real, is Real Health Ranger. And then finally, if you're looking for battery storage technology right now for some off-grid systems, our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, they're at SAT123.com. They've got the lithium-ion solar generators, which are among the best in the world right now. You know, until sodium-ion comes along and replaces all of that, lithium iron phosphate is the chemistry that's out there. And that, you know, that can help you through a grid down scenario. It can help you keep your phone and your mobile devices charged and so on. So you can check all those out, the solar generators and also satellite phones, obviously, at sat123.com. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Manuka honey is a rich source of essential nutrients and antioxidants. Get one of the most potent honeys in the world with Health Ranger Select Premium Manuka Honey. Only at healthrangerstore.com.